This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Former President Donald Trump's legal team will start its case on Friday with the object of proving that the former president was not responsible for the deadly January 6th riot at the Capitol building. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, Democrats closed out their case against the former president on Thursday.
For 2 days, prosecutors said Trump spent months riling up backers with claims that the election was stolen, then summoned them to Washington and ordered them to fight like hell.
He said it, and they did it.
House impeachment manager Jonah Goose and fellow prosecutors said the rioters who ransacked the Capitol say they acted on what they saw as a direct order from the commander-in-chief, mounting a deadly attack to what prosecutor Ted Lieu called the president's glee.
President Trump did not once condemn the attack.
Trump's lawyers are expected to take less than a day to present their case, and the ex-president is likely to be acquitted, with several Republicans saying the Democrats' case did not sway them. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Court papers reveal new details about a man accused in last month's deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Thomas Caldwell is described by authorities as the leader of the far-right Oath Keepers militia group. Court papers show Caldwell discussed the possibility of getting a boat to ferry heavy weapons across the Potomac River. Days earlier, his lawyer said Caldwell had a top-secret security clearance for decades and had worked for the FBI. The Bureau has not responded. Prosecutors say the Oath Keepers communicated during the Capitol attack about the location of lawmakers. And at one point, Caldwell received a message saying all members are in the tunnels under the Capitol. Seal them in. Turn on gas. Caldwell denies he's a member of the Oath Keepers. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is VOA News. President Joe Biden is announcing the United States will be receiving hundreds of millions of additional doses of COVID-19 vaccines by the summer, accelerating the schedule for vaccinations. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
President Biden visiting the National Institutes of Health, where scientists created the Moderna vaccine, praised workers, but criticized his predecessor for not securing enough doses or a distribution plan. Biden then announced 200 million new doses from Moderna and Pfizer and a sped-up delivery for another 100 million already ordered.
We're now on track to have enough supply for 300 million Americans by the end of July.
And soon, Johnson & Johnson's vaccine could come online.
We need more people to get vaccinated to beat this pandemic.
Biden warns the new variant strains could worsen the COVID caseload. He urges people to not let up on wearing masks.
I know it's a pain in the neck, but it's a patriotic responsibility.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The number of Americans filing for unemployment fell slightly last week, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
While first-time claims for jobless benefits were down at 793,000, they remain evidence job cuts remain high. The Labor Department report also revised its numbers from a week ago upward, now showing 812,000 applied for benefits. Before coronavirus infections erupted in the U.S. last March, weekly applications for jobless aid had never topped 700,000, even during the Great Recession. Nearly 10 million jobs remain lost to the pandemic. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Musician Chick Corea has died of a rare form of cancer that was discovered only recently, according to his website. He was 79. AP's Margie Zaraleta reports.
Chick Corea's song Spain is considered a jazz standard, along with 500 Miles High, La Fiesta, and Windows. He had 23 Grammys and is nominated for two more this year. Corea put out solo albums before replacing Herbie Hancock in Miles Davis's group in 1968. Corea later formed the group Circle and returned to Forever. Corea's style included classical jazz, Latin jazz, and solo piano. He told the Associated Press last year, like a runner runs because it feels good, he plays piano because it feels good. I'm Archie Zaraleta.
Lucasfilm says Gina Carano is no longer a part of the Mandalorian cast after many online called for her firing over a social media post that likened the experience of Jews during the Holocaust to the U.S. political climate. She posted that Jews were beaten in the streets not by Nazi soldiers, but by their neighbors. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.